Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous, gorgeous food and drink. And today I have journalist Sarah Tucker with me, who's going to be talking about...
coffee and tea and setting up your own tea and coffee shop. I think a lot of people at the moment are really thinking about what they want to do for the next sort of like 5-10 years. Everyone's got their 5-year plan now, and I think this is what's been happening.
If it's possible to do.
There's a caveat to that. And so I was curious about this when I was contacted by this company called Curious Roux, which is literally a stone's throw from your studio here. And it's...
In Chiswick W4.
Chiswick W4. And it was set up by a couple, Edwin and Magda, who met each other in university in Perth in Australia, and fell in love and went on holiday to Uganda and started to work there. And actually, it was all at the time, it was all to do with bees. They were into honey. But then they discovered the bean, the coffee bean, and had a passion for it and thought, wouldn't it be nice to set up our own coffee shop, as one does. So they came, and the first one they set up...
They came to England. They weren't English.
Yes. And they set up their first coffee shop in Putney. And it's called Curious Roux. Okay. Curious Roux. And I asked why Curious Roux, and they said that their son... is his favourite character from Winnie the Pooh is the kangaroo.
Oh.
So Curious Roux. And
it was called Sir Australian.
Well, I thought that.
Curious Roux.
Exactly. But it was sort of, anyway. Yeah. So initially, one of them worked in finance, the other one worked in human resources.
Well, that's quite a good couple to begin with. They've already got quite good business expertise.
They have excellent business expertise, so they know what good looks like. So what happened, they set their first one up in Putney, then in one up in East Sheen, one in Stamford Brook, and one in Ealing. And I think in all they've got about five outlets. In Ealing, they also have a outlet which teaches people how to be baristas, not barristers as in lawyers, but baristas. And that's someone who makes coffee. And I think everyone tends to think, make coffee, you can get the machines, they all do it. Much more complicated than that. And actually, they buy the beans. In fact, not only is the coffee shop a stone's throw from you, but the place where they roast the coffee is literally at the end of your garden.
It is, yeah.
And the smell is phenomenal. And I met Dean the Bean, who I call him Dean the Bean. He's a Virgo. He's very precise. And as well as passion about coffee, he's got precision. And it's the farmers who grow the coffee beans, who grow the coffee plants, they get paid more to have these specialist coffee beans. Then you have to brew them in a certain way, you have to grade them in a certain way, you have to grind them in a certain way. The water, even how you pour the water on the bean, on the grain, affects the taste. And I spent a day learning how to, what to look out for, what not to do, what to do. If you leave the coffee standing for too long or not long enough, it impacts on the coffee. So really, I want to say, if you have a bad cup of coffee, don't blame it on the bean, blame it on the barista. And they should make a song out of that. Anyway, yeah. So really, but the really thing that I loved about it, I interviewed Edwin and I interviewed Magda, and they were both saying that when you go, you can go and train to be a barista. There's sort of like day courses and 3-day courses. And they will tell you within the first couple of hours if you got what it takes.
How terrifying.
And if you don't have what it takes, they'll give you your money back.
Oh.
Which I think is pretty cool, don't you think?
How do they find out if you haven't got what is have not having got can't even say it.
Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah. What I think Edwin put it really, really well. He said, and it's a funny thing considering he was in finance. He said, if you follow the money, it won't happen for you. If you count your success by the number of smiles you get when you come into the shop, and if they smile and they love the coffee, you know that they will come back. He also said that we have, where in Australia they will go out of their way to go to an independent coffee shop to get a really good cup of coffee. Here, we won't. Hence, that's why the big brands are big here and they're not in Australia. But gradually what's happening, people are identifying that the independents, if they're good, they will go there, but they won't go out of their way yet.
Well, Artisan that they own across the road is always full.
Yeah. And also the one they have in Isshin, they're very good at understanding their target audiences. For example, in Isshin, that's just outside the park, on edge of the park, so they get lots of cyclists who want their espressos before and after they're going for their run. There's certain others where they're commuters or when they used to be commuters. Then you've got the mummy mafia, sort of like the parents who are going and collecting their children from school. So they've got a very, very good understanding about what good looks like. And also what they did during the lockdown is that they realised that when the coffee shops were closed, their customers loved their coffee, and so they sold them in smaller packets and used to drive over to their customers and deliver the packets sort of like in sort of like £1, £2 bags. So they really have been very, very inventive. They've thought laterally, been creative. But I had a whole day of coffee.
And did they say that you passed the test?
I passed the test. But I think I passed the test because I have a passion about coffee and I like serving. But one thing that Edwin said, which was very interesting, is that we have, you know, in a lot of other cultures, service is a privilege and it's respected. Here, it's still considered, some people still consider it a little bit servile, not to serve, but sometimes people who are served don't perhaps treat the people who serve them as well as they should. That's one of the things he said. So you've got to be a little bit aware of that. But basically, if you have a good cup of coffee, if I have a good cup of coffee, it sets me up in the morning. You know, okay, I do yoga and I write the books and do hug trees and things. But actually, everyone needs a good cup of coffee in the morning.
Lovely. And so tell us about where people go to find out about this course.
Right. If you log on to www.curiousroo.co.uk, you can find out not only about where the coffee shops are, but also how you can get involved and how you can book up for the coffee courses and to learn to be a barista. There's also, they other do other courses like how to do all this creative artwork on the froth. And also, if you just want to learn about the different types of coffees, there's other courses just to learn about the different types of coffees. And also, you know, some coffee tastes quite bitter, others, I like coffee that tastes quite caramelly. You learn about where the coffee comes from. In fact, all the places that coffee comes from, places like Vietnam and Yemen and Brazil, obviously, they're all the places which have been or will be seriously affected by climate change, which I found quite interesting as well. But you learn a lot of stuff about coffee.
Now, what is your favourite coffee?
My favourite coffee, I like Colombian coffee because it's quite caramelly.
And but how do you like it?
How do I like it? I like it very smooth and Americano. I like it Americano. And also I like espresso.
With hot milk or cold milk?
No milk. Black.
So there's a lot about you.
Smooth and black, does it?
Whereas I'm quite pathetic. I'm decaf, extra hot, flat white.
Thank you. That's okay.
Thank you so much for coming into Radio Gorgeous.
My pleasure.